Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Landry Locker.
All right, let's play Petty here on In the Loop Sports Radio 610. Sometimes, even if things don't end the way you want, you find yourself rooting for people you've left. Sometimes you don't. Sometimes you wish all the bad things in life for certain people, no exceptions.
Mm-hmm.
Let's play Petty here on In the Loop on Sports Radio 610.
Let's do it.
Astros right now, not off to a great start. Do you feel that former manager Dusty Baker, with all the relationships that he's developed around here, with all the good times that he enjoyed and some bad times,
mm-hmm.
do you think Dusty Baker is rooting for the success of the Astros, or is he playing petty?
100% rooting for the Astros.
Okay.
I have no doubt. Dusty's seen it all, man. He's been around forever. That's his squad. He rebuilt it into, or whatever, salvaged it. And he knows Espada, still connected. No, 100% Dusty is rooting for the Astros. What do you think?
Yes and no.
Yes and no.
I would say he's rooting for him, but I would say when stuff happens that perhaps he would have been blamed for in the past.
Yeah. He kind of smiles.
I will say he might be rooting against the catchers.
Maybe.
He might be rooting against the catchers.
Yeah, because that was the bane of his existence.
Maldi.
Yeah.
You think Dusty's rooting for the success of the Astros? You think he's playing petty?
I think he's rooting for the players because he was in that clubhouse, but yeah. I think he's being petty, man. Because
really?
Chandler Rome, man.
Ha!
I think he want them to lose so he can look at Chandler Rome and say, see, what's up now?
I hadn't thought of that
what's
angle.
What's up now?
That's a really good
is
angle.
Is it my fault?
He developed an obsession with Chandler Rome.
He hated him.
The best beat writer in the game.
Why are you always asking negative questions?
Best beat writer in the game. Who, by the way, props to him for actually reporting that Chaz McCormick thing because that was common knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
Why do you always ask me a negative question?
Chaz would tell anyone who listened that he didn't think Dusty liked him.
Yeah.
I mean, that wasn't.
Yeah.
I'm actually
that's cool.
I'm actually kind of ashamed that there are that many people in the clubhouse that didn't report it.
Mm-hmm.
Are Jack Easterby and Bill O'Brien rooting for the success of the Houston Texans, or are they playing petty?
They are the most petty. Never in a million years are they going to root for the Texans, ever.
I think B.O.B. might.
No.
I think B.O.B. might.
Absolutely not. Absolutely
What's
not.
What's he got against? What's going on?
Well,
here?
He got fired. He got blamed. He got fooled.
But he knew he sucked at the end, right?
Well, he, of course, he had to have known. But he is absolutely. And by the way,
so he roots against the Texans every time.
Jack Easterby and Bill O'Brien have a record of being petty.
Well, Jack Easterby's a low life scumbag.
Yeah, yeah.
I could see Jack Easterby trying to take credit for their success. And
no,
say, so if it had gotten there.
No, well, he might take credit for it, but in his heart, he's petty. He wants to. Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so they're playing petty.
100%.
Figgy, you concur?
Yeah, I think they're playing petty. Petty Pendergrass.
All right, so these guys were friends once upon a time. One of them went number one overall. The other one went number two overall. The guy who went number two overall, he has had a lot of success. Hell, he did a commercial about going number two overall with that Cheetos brand. Have you tried those Buffalo Cheetos yet?
Not.
Okay.
Yeah.
He's also one of the toasts of the NFL. His team is being mentioned as a Super Bowl dark horse. C.J. Stroud and Bryce Young, childhood friends. Do you think Bryce Young is rooting for C.J. Stroud, or do you think he is playing petty?
He is not rooting for C.J. Stroud.
Yes, he is.
No, he's not.
I think he is.
I think he's putting on. I think he's friends with him, but he wants to pass him. It's his legacy. He's
number one. He wants to pass him, but I do genuinely think Bryce Young likes C.J. Stroud and is rooting for him.
I think he likes him. It's kind of like when you have a friend and you're cordial with him, but you're always jealous or petty, you know, about things. No, that I think that's exactly what it is. He is absolutely not. Figgy?
Nah, I don't think he's being petty.
I do.
I think he's genuine. I think he actually liked
genuine
this success.
Good friendship.
Genuinely?
Yeah, I think he actually likes CJ, you know, doing this thing.
I
right
don't
now.
Agree. For the rest of his life, if it goes the way it's going, he's going to be the guy that was the wrong pick at number one.
All right. Next, Ryan Pressly.
Hell no.
He's been demoted.
Hell no.
Josh Hader.
Hell no.
Hater, cloud chaser.
Hell
has struggled
no.
a little bit. Do you think Ryan Pressly
yes.
is rooting for the
no.
success of Josh
no.
Hader? Or do you think
no.
he's playing petty?
Yes. That second thing, 100%. 100%.
So he takes a little satisfaction in Hader's struggles.
Yeah, it's money. It's his legacy. It's what he wants to do. Absolutely. I don't care what anybody says.
Y'all spent this much money to replace me?
Yeah. Yeah. Figgy?
Yeah, that's Petty LaBelle right there, man.
Petty LaBelle. How about you?
Playing Petty here on In the Loop Sports Radio 6. Of course he's happy when Hader gives up a bomb to lose a game. Are you kidding me? I mean, yes, especially with him struggling. Like him sucking and then the guy coming in there and being lights out. Yeah. Ryan Pressly had to have been disgusted opening day when he comes out there and looks bad and then Hader goes out there and strikes out the side.
Yeah.
Man, that makes it 50 times worse.
Yeah.
Davis Mills. Was Davis Mills rooting for C.J. Stroud last year, or was he playing petty?
This is a little bit of a dicey one, but if I had to pick one or the other, Davis Mills wants to start in the NFL, however he gets there. So I think he's playing a little petty.
Figgy?
I think he's a little petty too, man. Whenever he talked, man, he still talk about how it's a competition. I want to win the job, this other stuff. I think he was a little upset that they didn't give him another chance.
I think early on he was perhaps, but I think once we got to the Jags game and we got to the Steelers game, I think he was accepted.
On that side?
Now, I don't know if he was rooting for Case Keenum.
It's a wrap for me. I ain't getting in.
I don't know if he was rooting for Case Keenum against the Titans, though.
Yeah, that too.
Or the Browns.
Yes, that too.
And that might be some pettiness.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Those to me were easy. I got some more difficult ones.
Oh, you got difficult ones.
I got some more difficult ones. I'm not trying to hike my leg on those. Those were fine.
No.
But I got some that I think might be a little more interesting, maybe a little more localized in some cases.
Let's get it.
Are Payne and Pendergast rooting for In the Loop?
Sean, yes. Seth, he's not rooting against, but he's just there.
Figgy?
I think yes.
Sean, for sure. Mm-hmm. Sean, for sure.
I think Sean, for sure.
Seth's not rooting against.
But as a show, you know, we've tweaked them a few times here.
Yeah,
and there.
We have.
So, yeah. I think they can be.
I think Sean is. Sean's the ultimate teammate.
I think it's a toss-up.
Sean's the ultimate teammate. He's one of the faces of the station. Yeah, I think Sean values radio camaraderie.
Yes.
You and Seth, probably not, but yeah. Me and Sean are the team guys.
I'm just sitting here.
Oh, wait, what?
I'm just sitting here.
No, I was just breaking down the answer. My bad.
Just minding my own business. Is Vince McMahon rooting for the WWE?
Yes. It's his son-in-law and daughter.
No.
I mean, come on.
I don't know.
I mean, he's disappointed and he wishes that he could be there, and I'm sure he has a lot of critiques, but... Dude,
well,
I
you mean, just said why he would be petty.
But it's been his baby for 40 years. He cashed out. He got a lot of bread.
But he's been humiliated. He's been shamed.
Yeah, he should have just paid the girl the extra $2 million. He would have been fine.
Figgy?
He'd have been okay. He would still
I
be
I think
there.
He's petty.
Extra $2 million, you'd be fine.
It would stand a
it's
reason.
It's his son-in-law and daughter.
Doesn't matter. It would stand a reason that he'd be petty.
I don't think so. I don't think he's going to be petty because this was his baby.
He's old.
This was his baby. This is his thing. This is what we know Vince McMahon for. So
yeah.
I think if the WWE is in good hands and thriving right now, I think he's fine.
Yeah, but I don't know how he's not working. I mean, he was working forever. And he was on headset. My boy who calls it, he's like, man, it's pretty wild.
Really?
No, he's on headset the whole time.
Is he really?
He'll yell at your ass while you're calling.
Then I'm not now.
No, he can't now. No.
I was like, what?
No.
I'd heard about that. Yeah, I'd heard about that.
Yeah, because they're sitting there watching.
Yeah.
I tell you when I worked for WWE.
You worked for WWE?
I did for 3 days.
Get out.
Yeah, but it was called seat filler. So what happens is you're a seat filler. So
like the Academy Awards or something.
Well, they give you a home seat, which is typically like 3 rows from the ring. It's sick.
Yeah.
But if someone leaves their seat, you have a wristband on that says WWE. You go fill it until they come back because on TV they don't want empty seats. And then when they come back, you just say I'm with WWE and then you go back to your home seat.
Okay.
I only had to go fill the seat once.
Really?
But other than that, you basically just get free seats because they were selling out.
That's a hell of a deal.
You just go there. So they take you in the back. They meet you out. It's free.
Yeah.
I mean, they just give you the seat pretty much, but it's tight, dude. You just say, hey.
That's pretty cool.
The guy who ran it was, like, hilarious.
Yeah?
Yeah, he's like, hey, so this is what we got.
Is Beyonce rooting for Taylor Swift?
I think so.
I don't think so.
I don't think so either.
I don't think so. That's competition right there.
I don't think so
either. She won't ever admit that, but she is not rooting.
Is it really competition?
In her eyes, really? Yes. That's who else is she looking at?
Yeah, that's about the
She's looking at Taylor Swift.
Yeah, that's about as high as it'll go.
Yeah, I don't know if Beyonce's on that level.
Yeah. Are the Texans rooting for the Astros?
Be more specific.
Rooting for their success.
Like which Texans?
I think right.
The Texans as an organization from the top down, are they rooting for the Astros?
I think right now, no.
No.
They got their rings.
No.
They had a good run.
The answer is
it's
no.
It's our time now.
The answer is no.
Well, I think on the flip side, I don't think the Astros were quite hurt by the Texans' fall.
Yeah, recently. Oh, no, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Two more for you. Is Adam Silver rooting for the WNBA?
I think so, right?
I don't. I think he just thought it was cute. He had to do it to show equity and all that stuff. But there's going to be bigger stars in the NBA if LeBron retires anyway.
The WNBA?
And the WNBA than the NBA.
as long as they don't ruin it, their players seem to want to counter it. And the WNBA, man, just hoop, man.
Yeah.
Do y'all's own thing anytime. Just go hoop. Do your thing.
Yeah.
For real. It's good for your game. It's good for your brand.
I think right now he's fine with it, but if somebody like a Caitlin Clark come in and take over, then I think he'd feel a type of way, be a little petty.
Is Ronel Blanco rooting for Framber Valdez?
Yeah.
Come on.
He's fine.
Come on.
Yeah, he's
no way. In his heart of hearts?
Yeah, he's rooting
for him. Hell no. I mean, he's a teammate, and he wants to win, and if Framber was healthy, he would be rooting for Framber to win those games. But the fact that Framber might go on the IL? Opening. Figgy?
I think he's rooting for him.
No, he is not. In his heart of hearts.
He probably would have stuck around in the lineup somehow.
Probably.
Historic dominance and the same old, same old. The hits are lit next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.